And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN says all aid deliveries to southern Gaza's Rafah are on hold amid a lack of security and supplies, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The UN says both its main agency for Palestinian refugees and the World Food Program have halted Rafah aid.
Due to ongoing military operation,
which UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says has left the two programs without supplies for Rafah. The result?
People don't eat.
The moves came as the World Food Program warned the new U.S. peer project for getting aid to Gaza may fail unless Israel improves security conditions. Deliveries from the pier stopped Saturday after crowds looted aid trucks before they arrived at warehouses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Minister David Cameron said on Tuesday the arrest warrants sought by the International Criminal Court were just plain wrong.
But I don't believe for one moment that seeking these warrants is going to help get the hostages out, it's not going to help get aid in, and it's not going to help deliver a sustainable ceasefire.
The ICC's prosecutor said on Monday he had requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Russia last week launched a satellite U.S. intelligence officials believe to be a weapon capable of inspecting and attacking other satellites, the U.S. Space Command said on Tuesday as the Russian spacecraft trails a U.S. spy satellite in orbit. Russia's Soyuz rocket blasted off on May 16th, deploying in low Earth orbit at least nine satellites, including a type of Russian military inspector spacecraft U.S. officials have long condemned.